Hello, Atlantis fellows and friends. My name is Elizabeth Coates. Welcome to the sixth episode of the Atlantis podcast and the continuation of our competitive medical school applicant series. Today, we'll be talking about the parts of the American Medical College Application Service, also known as the AMCAS. The AAMC produces the American Medical College Application Service, or AMCAS, to allow prospective medical students to submit one application that can then be sent out to almost any medical school in the U.S. There are nine sections of the AMCAS. Sections 1 through 3 are background information covering things like name, birthday, schools attended, citizenship, ethnicity, and race, and more. Section 4 is coursework. It's kind of a pain, but you'll need to type out all of your courses in addition to uploading your transcript. Section 5 is where you write about your work and experiences. Section 6 is where you list your evaluation letter writers. Section 7, you enter the med schools that you want to apply to. Section 8 is where you upload your personal statement. Finally, Section 9 is where you enter your MCAT score and other standardized test scores. So what's the timeline? Acceptance at med schools is rolling, so the longer you wait to apply, the fewer interview slots are available, making each slot more competitive. You want to apply as soon as the AMCAS opens up. The AMCAS opens in May for data entry, and submission to schools starts at the beginning of June. Try to get on the portal as soon as it opens in May to get a feel for how everything works and get comfortable with everything you need to submit. The personal statement. This is one of the most important pieces you'll work on for the AMCAS. It has a 5,300 character limit, including spaces. That's about 1.5 pages in single space 12 font type. Don't get too bogged down in being too creative or flowery. Make sure you address how and why you want to be a physician. It can help catch the reader's attention if you start with a descriptive experience or story, but make sure you relate it back to your desire to become a physician. If you make a statement about a quality you possess, back it up with an example that shows that attribute. For example, instead of saying, "My time as an EMT taught me perseverance and empathy and solidified my desire to become a doctor," it would be better to say, "I developed perseverance in the moments at 3 o'clock in the morning when I had to push through the creeping lethargy to give my full attention to a young man who'd overdosed and his distraught mother. Instead of selfishly daydreaming about my bed at home and giving the minimum in my interactions with the mother, I had to engage with the reality that this was likely the worst night of her life. The least I could do was give her my full attention and sympathy. Moments like these gave me a practical idea of what doctors mean when they say medicine is hard, but feeling the positive impact I could have strengthened my resolve to continue pursuing the path to med school." Relating the how and why of your journey to the what follows the classic writing advice that you've heard time and again: show, not tell. This makes your story more compelling and also separates you from the crowd. Med school admissions committees read hundreds of essays from smart people who say they're passionate about helping people, so you'll get lost in the crowd if you don't draw them into your unique story. If anyone else could have written your personal statement, it needs to get more specific and personal. Another tip: remember that you are also submitting descriptions of your most relevant experiences. Your personal statement is not the place to list your accomplishments or describe all your most important experiences. There should be a narrative arc and a theme that connects the stories you choose to tell. Proofread, read aloud, and get someone else to proofread as well. Ask mentors and friends if your personal statement really shows who you are, grabs attention, and is clear rather than confusing, and of course, free of typos. Another really important part of your application are the letters of recommendation, also known as the letters of evaluation. you can have up to 10 letter entries on your AIMCAS application. There are three different types of letters. First is a committee letter that's written by your pre-health advisor or a committee that represents your institution's evaluation. Second is a letter packet. This is a set of letters gathered by your school's career center. Third is the individual letter. Read more on the 2018 AIMCAS applicant guide for more information about the technical logistics of getting your letter writers to submit the evaluations. The important thing is to pick letter writers who know you well and asking them far in advance. If you're planning to ask a professor to write a letter of recommendation, it's best to do this while you're taking a class with them rather than waiting a year or two when they've forgotten what you're like. It's best to ask or remind your letter writers in early spring before your application, never giving less than 4 weeks' notice. Remember that you should only ask people to write letters for you if they can write an informed and objective evaluation of you. So that means that you shouldn't ask a family friend just because they have a fancy job. And don't ask a parent or a friend who wouldn't be able to have an objective viewpoint. Ask a variety of professors, pre-health, science, and humanities. It's also a good idea to include someone who has seen you work or volunteer in a clinical setting, but probably not a doctor that you've only shadowed for a short period of time. You should also ask for recommendations from non-clinical supervisors if they would be able to provide good insight into your work abilities. Spend some time catching up in person before asking them. And also make sure to write a thank you note to show your gratitude afterwards. A final part of writing that you'll have to do for your application is the experience short essays. So you can list up to 15 experiences with a 700 character limit, but three can be designated as the most meaningful, which gives you an extra 1,325 characters for a total of 2,025 characters to write. 700 characters is roughly a medium-sized paragraph, and 2,025 characters is roughly half a page of single-spaced 12-point writing. This takes the place of resume. You don't actually need to upload a resume to your AIMCAS, but it's still a good idea to update your resume so you can send it to your recommendation letter writers. Make sure you're keeping track of your hours. They'll ask for the total number of hours and dates you've spent on each experience. So which school should you apply to? Think about a location you're interested, specialties you want to pursue, and if you want to do research or a combined degree. You can also research different educational models and think about which would suit you the most. Another important factor to consider is the metrics generally accepted by each school. You can check these and other school details on MSAR, that's the Medical School Admission Requirement, also produced by the AAMC. This year, the subscription fee is $28. Aim to have a quarter of your applications be to reach schools, about half to target schools, and a quarter to safety schools. So how many schools should you apply to? On average, applicants submit applications to 15 or 16 schools. However, you should consult with a trusted advisor to figure out the right amount for you. It's important to know that it actually costs a fair amount of money to apply to medical schools. For 2018, it costs $160 for the first school and $39 for each additional school. But you may qualify for fee assistance if each household reported on your application has a 2017 total family income that is 300% or less than the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services 2017 national poverty level for that family size. So what about med schools that don't accept the AIMCAS application? The American Association of Colleges of Osteopathic Medicine Application Service, or AACOMAS, is for osteopathic medicine, also known as DO schools. DO schools are great if you're interested in holistic care. However, be aware that it's harder to get into competitive residencies and do research if you've attended a DO school. The personal statement for AACOMAS is about 1,000 characters shorter and should focus more on osteopathic medicine. Another difference is that you don't specify which experiences were most meaningful, so the descriptions are shorter. Then there's also the Texas Medical and Dental Schools Application Service, or TMDSAS. This is specifically for med schools and dental schools in Texas. Texas schools fill the vast majority of their schools with Texas residents, so it's probably best to avoid applying here if you're not a Texas resident or don't have a compelling reason for wanting to attend med school in Texas. It's important to note that this application opens a month before AMCAS. There are some differences between this application and AMCAS, so read the TDMS application handbook for more information. Next week, we'll talk about what to do after submitting a primary application. We'll talk about secondaries, interviews, and the optional update letters. And now for a fun fact about one of our fellowship locations. According to some measurements, Italy actually has one of the most effective healthcare systems and the highest life expectancy in the world. This is due to Italy's high-quality medical professionals and public healthcare coverage. Prescription drugs are financed and hospital appointments and operations are free of charge for anyone who takes part in national coverage. Also, many experts believe that Italy's Mediterranean diet is a huge factor for its citizens' long life expectancy. Thanks for listening, and be sure to tune in next week as we talk about secondaries and interviews. Music by Audionautix.com.